There are no clearly marked signs within the little hamlet. Just a few narrow black and white painted pointers at intersections, old-fashioned and easy to miss. The prison is not on the local map in the telephone book, so visitors have to ask the motel clerks for directions. The twisting route from the interstate involves urban-sounding byways like 33rd Street and E Street, but is lined mostly with vine-blanketed trees and weed-strewn fields. The prison complex looms suddenly out of the pine woods on the right. It consists primarily of four large buildings set in a floodlit clearing among the lowland forests and fields. To the right, set slightly apart on the eastern edge of the property, is a minimum security prison, the color of manila folders and distinctively free of walls or fences. Almost hidden from view behind a thick stretch of trees to the left is a large modern prison hospital, whose separate entrance is farther along the two-lane road that meanders past the complex. And just visible up on a small wooded hill at the center of the complex is a multi-story medium security prison clad in corrugated gray stone. Madoff is housed in a fourth facility on the Butner grounds, another medium security prison to the left of the main entrance, down a short drive lined with flowering white crepe myrtle trees. The low gray stone building is laid out like a giant game of dominoes.